I am really looking forward to tonight's call because this topic is near and dear to my heart. It's really important. It's what we all need to be focused on. But tonight's call is all about preparation, about planning, and it's about execution. And it's really got a forward-thinking approach built into all of it. Okay, so summer. I looked up definitions of summer. You know, it's interesting. There's lots of different things, but it's primarily it's the warmest season of the year in the Northern Hemisphere from June to August, and in the Southern Hemisphere from December to February. It's also defined by solstices and equinoxes and all that kind of stuff, you know. But for me, here in the United States, where I was born, raised, and still live, I think of summer being Memorial Day to Labor Day. So summer's 12 weeks. Summer is a 12-week period right in the middle of the year, and it is also typically a downtime. You know, and there's reasons for that. I mean, and here's the thing, though. Demands on us typically drop in the summer. You know, the reasons for this are many and varied, but everybody's on vacation or getting ready for vacation or just got back from vacation, or they're really focused on summer stuff like going to concerts at outside venues, being on their boat if they've got one, et cetera, et cetera. Their kids are doing stuff. Things are happening. Summer rocks. Everybody loves summer. Now, here's the thing, though. We typically shut down too. And this is real common for all of us. I mean, we tend to take a breather, you know, because we know that busy fall season is coming soon and then winter's coming after that, you know, the whole thing. So we tend to shut down. No, I want to be really clear, everybody. I do think that you should 100% enjoy your summer. You should be outside. You should live your life. You should float your boat, the whole thing. But could you build a 12-week plan for your own business development and focus during this 12-week period, Memorial Day to Labor Day? Could you make a decision to work on and really, really focus intensely for a 12-week, just focus and do this for the 12-week period in the middle of the year, unlike what you've done in the past? Could you commit to do it and then keep your commitment to do it this summer? Now, that's the decision that you have to make. Now, I'm going to spend some time here and talk about how to and what if you don't, and I'm going to actually do what I can to sell you on this idea because it's a good one. It's a really, really good one. Could you commit to this and keep your commitment? Would you? Do you want to? I mean, you know, stop the recording right now and just ask yourself that question. You know, would I really do this? Do I want to do this? I'm going to tell you what will happen if you don't, what that'll look like, and hopefully that'll get you. But could you say right now, Rem, hey, Rem, all right, I'm in. I'll do the summer thing with you. So could you commit and keep your commitment? Now, a word about that. Listen, it is a long and winding road to do anything like this, because you are going to get hit with setbacks. There are hurdles and obstacles that are going to get in your way. Here's one. This week, I had a larger practice, but they had 4 MAs quit in the span of less than 3 weeks. You know, it wasn't like there was a walkout or there were any real specific issues. It just happened. And it's interesting because, you know, I was talking to that doctor over email about it, and I'm like, well, this is why you always need to have at least one person more than you need. And this person said, well, yeah, it wouldn't help this here. Yep, you're right. But having that whole planning, training, everything in there really does you know, make it easier when something like this happens. You're going to have this happen to you. And it's so funny because things for me always seem to run in cycles. And I don't know why, but when I'm talking to people, the people all across the world, and they seem to be dealing with sort of the same problems around the same time. I don't understand that, but it does happen. Another practice, key associate, needs going to have to take time off to have a child. Little difficult, some distance where this associate's practicing, going to be a challenge. On and on and on. What's your version of the things that are going to hit you? But so here's the thing. Keeping your commitment to your 12-week summer plan is going to take perseverance, it's going to take resilience, and a plan to get it done, but you can do it. So now, here comes my effort to try to convince you that you need to say yes to this. What happens if you do decide to do this and become a person that develops the value that I use Labor Day, Memorial Day to Labor Day? That's when I do my big planning. Well, here's what will happen. You will emerge strong, focused, with strong momentum. You will have, as I said, focus, plans, and visions. You'll be ready, and you will already be sprinting. So instead of looking at the fall, which is here now, let's move ourselves forward. So now it's fall. And instead of saying, all right, well, you know, the summer's over and here's the fall season, got to get serious now, got to get busy. And instead of thinking about it now in the moment and starting to think about, all right, how am I going to get my plan together? How am I going to get focused to accomplish what I want? You'll not only have to do it with no time, because now it's kids, football, school, games, teacher conferences, your patients are back, you're busier than ever, the holidays are looming. And by the way, you'll be trying to get this business and focus going, but you're going to have this fantasy. And this is the fantasy that you will have. I will do this. You know, this is just not working out. I will do this over the Christmas and the New Year's holiday this year for sure. Now, how many times have you told yourself that lie? Because I tell myself that lie every year. That's why summer works. I always have, oh, I'm going to, you know, write this. I'm going to do all this over the holidays. And no, you won't. We never do. Have you ever really done it? I mean, I plan this every year. I never do it. Not one bit. So, you know, I'm honest with myself now. That is a major shutdown period for me, emotionally, mentally, and everything else, gearing up for, you know, the year. Because my family's home, and I bring them in from all over the world for me, and we're not going to do it. And so then you'll be thinking, well, you know what? Then I guess I'll do it next summer with Rem. That's a year later. So if you pass up this summer opportunity, will you do it in the fall? No. Will you do it over the holidays? No. Will you do it at the beginning of next year when now we're off and cranking, and which is typically when you try to do these kinds of things? There's nothing special about the end of the year or the beginning of the year. So why not just do it now? Why not take this time when you've actually got it a bit? Here's summer, wide open spaces. No one will even notice you're gone. They're too busy focused on all the other stuff that they're doing. And here's the next little point that I want to make to sell you on this idea. It doesn't take anything other than a slight edge plan to do this. I'm not suggesting that you go into the bunker and that you do have an intensive plan next year. I made an error whenever I stated that earlier. It's not intensive. It's just slight edge. Doing it every single week. Now, let me tell you something else that I've observed that I'm trying to help you with. Here's the thing. Most people, I mean, I've done these the summer business development workshops now for 3 years running, and I'm getting better and better at it. And this year, it's even better, and I'll tell you why in a bit, because I figured something out, And now it's going to be even better. But I'll tell you what that is in a little bit. So hang in there for that one. But most people get serious about really doing the summer workshop with me somewhere around August 7th or so. And to be honest, so do you, right? You know, because you're like, oh my gosh, summit. So somewhere August, late July, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I better get doing this. And then you cram, just like everybody does. You cram and cram and cram. And you know, and it's, you go through the, you do it, and God bless you for doing it. That's really good. But is that really the way to do this? No, of course it's not. What if instead of doing it like that, you did this? You resolved to start this. Now, this is important. You know, Zig Ziglar, the great motivational speaker guy, he's just wonderful. If you don't know Zig Ziglar, you should look him up online and just let a little bit of that brilliance of him wash all over you, because he's, you know, he's an old dead guy, but he was special. Here's his quote. People often say motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. That's one of the truest things I have ever heard. Motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. So here's what I would like to suggest you do as you prepare yourself for where we're going. And that is, are you reading The Slight Edge and getting ready to be thinking about this? What is your why? And we're going to reinvest ourselves on why we are doing all of what we're doing all of this for anyway. What's in it for you? What is in it for you? And if you can't answer that question really solidly and really, really well, you're going to get tripped up at the very first obstacle that comes along. So we'll be focused on this. You know, and again, we'll go into depth on this, but we're going to be working on these essential questions. Think about this now for a minute as I just list these off. What is the purpose of my practice? What is the purpose of my practice? The investment, the work that you've done, what is its purpose? Why do you go to work every day? And it can't just be to make sure that you, because you have patients and you have to see them and to pay the bills. What do you get out of this? And what do you think you should be getting out of it if you're not getting anything out of it right now, or you're not getting enough or the right things out of it? And is there a difference in those two answers? And if yes, why do you think there's a difference between what you get out of it and what you think you should be getting out of it? And then what needs to change in order to reconcile these two differences? You have to reconcile these problems, these incongruencies and inconsistencies, because if you don't, what it does is it just saps out your energy. But you're going to need to change something in order to reconcile those differences that you're having. And what are you going to do to make that happen? That's part of what we're going to really focus on this summer. And then what tools will you use to make that happen? And who are the people that are going to help you make that happen? And why should they care? Because here's the thing. You don't do this by yourself. I said this at the top. Lone Rangers are not home run hitters. It doesn't work that way. And how will you see if you get off track? There's a lot to learn that we will work with you on this summer about that and how you get back on the track. So during this period here, it will also help you if you went back in and did a good, solid, current marketing pillar review. Just worked on that with one of my doctors, you know, really just before this call, about half an hour beforehand. And it's interesting, this doctor graded themselves more toughly than anybody ever. I always worry that people are like, oh, I'm like a 9. You know, and I'm thinking, really? I would have given you a 3. But so, you know, you want to calibrate yourself, you know, lower and be tougher on yourself, but not too tough. So I kept trying to help this doctor realize the numbers are actually a little bit better. But let's get that. Let's get that organized in your mind, because that will be a big piece of what's going to drive you forward as we move through and are executing after the summer business workshop. I mean, this is what takes you there. That's vital. I mean, having your marketing very clear in your mind about what we're doing well, what we're doing we could be doing better and what we really aren't even doing. That's going to be really good prep for you for the summer 12-week period of business focus. We will do it again in there, but if you're prepped up for that and you do a solid current top practices marketing pillar review, that would be great. Now, that's enough for sure, but here's a bonus assignment if you're like, you know, really interested in that. And try to reread the 12-week year. Listen to that in the library as well, because the 12-week year is the execution plan for you. And by the way, your staff, that's a beautiful part about that book, is at the end, it talks about all the things that you, that your teams are going to struggle with as you're trying to work through your 12-week plans, not just you. And it lays out how to do 12-week plans. They're kind of easy. The real trick, the real meat in all of that is being able to stay focused and do it. That's where we always get tripped up. And there's just great stuff in there that you've forgotten about that. Now, here's the big improvement that I've integrated into the summer business development workshop this year. And it's a big one, I'd say. And it's this. It's going to take into account this year that more than just the business owners are listening to this and using this and preparing for the summit. In the past, you know, I've been very keying in and focusing on the business owners, the doctor owners, and the content's really geared to that. And then you have to kind of try to help you and your staff adjust for that. And not all of it is applicable. So this year that's like a big thing I learned. And so this year we're going to be taking that into account. And, you know, I'm going to know that in fact there are MAs that are getting can do this with you. There are billers, there are front office people, there's office administrators, different roles than the doctors, associate doctors too. So that is the change that we're going to try to make this as relevant as possible for everyone, especially as they're preparing to hit the ground running for the summit. And remember, by the way, I just want to say you're going to get much more traction from the summit if you don't have to come home and try to explain it to your staff. You know, this is not like other meetings. Now, I think a meeting that is like this is the AAPPM meetings, because those, you know, take into so much of the management side of your practice that, you know, having your staff there, I mean, I just think you're nuts if you don't bring them, because nobody can, you know, do the Vulcan mind meld and get this into people's minds and heads. They just give you the old, all right, we'll just work through this till you're, you know, done being excited about the seminar you just went to. The APPM meetings are very much like that. So are, for sure, the Top Practices Summit. So bring the staff. Make this a transformational event. We're going to make sure that, like I said, your office administrators, your MAs, your billers, your front desk people, they need different assignments and focus than you need. And so I'm going to be doing everything I can to accommodate that for you this year, whether you're coming to the summit or not. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be productive. And here's the thing. It's going to help you arrive this year on New Year's Eve, back to New Year's Eve, able to truly now look back and say, you know, that was the most productive year of my career. And I'm very positive because we are prepared and sharp. My whole team is prepared and sharp. Now, and you know, think about that for a minute. I mean, you know, I have this I'll tell you about this in a little bit. But imagine yourself not having done the summer workshop, hitting the fall, not really getting around to doing it because you're just too doggone busy, just, you know, running on the hamster wheel, spinning the plates, doing what you can, being exhausted like you always are, getting to New Year's and saying, doggone it, it's New Year's, and Rem's in my head because I can't get him out of my head because he said this would happen. And now I'm looking at saying I'll do it in the new year, but you know what? I will do the summer thing next year. Do you want that to be your reality, or do you want to be like, you know what? I did it, and now I'm going. I'm gonna tell you a story in a minute about that, and hopefully, again, it will get inside your head a little bit more as I try to sell you on doing this. And by the way, a word about your teams. You know, you bring people to the summit, but just so you know, I mean, people come and people go. No matter what we do, it is a fact of life. And just don't let that drive you crazy. Accept it. It's how it works. I mean, people have very different priorities in their lives. So, you know, build your bench. Keep training in the forefront of all that you do. And in the long run, you're going to be just fine. Just fine. So, you know, it's decision time, because for you, New Year's Eve is 15 minutes away right now. One more shower and it's New Year's Eve. So you've got a golden opportunity to use the 12-week period that we call summer in a new and a really transformational way. This is the big year that I'm really, really want to see us all do this. I introduced the concept last year, but I'm on you now. I'm on you big time. You've got this golden opportunity. The question is, I mean, can you use your summer for you now in a new and transformational way? Will you? And if not now, when? See, that's the great question, isn't it? If I don't do it now, when will I do it? And what would you gain? What would you gain by jumping on this train with me this summer? What will you forgo? Go out in your mind and imagine New Year's, and you thinking about the fact, a really New Year's, like I said, and are you smiling because you got more done in the last two 12-week periods than you ever have? Are you thinking, doggone that Rem, he was right. I'm really going to have to get after it this year and decide to start in the new year or get serious about it at the summer workshop and then do it. I mean, that's really sobering, isn't it? You know, that's why, I work on my health, and I'm doing very well right now, very well with my with all of it. If you've seen any pictures of me on social media, you could tell it's going well. But you know what I use? I imagine, you know, I always say that the reason that I'm trying to get to a really healthy weight, and all my numbers are perfect, actually. My doctor's like, this is awesome, Rem, but a really healthy weight, because I want to see my grandkids graduate from high school. And I don't have any grandkids yet. This is something that comes back over and over and over again. And I always imagine Diane standing there with my daughters, with my grandchildren at somebody's graduation. You know, they got the caps and the gowns on, and Diane's looking at one of them and saying, boy, your dad would have loved this. Oh, he would have loved this so much. That that motivates me. And I hope that you standing in New Year's and saying, Rem, doggone it, you were right. And here I am. If not now, when? So are you with me? And do me a favor, send me an email, rem@toppractices.com. Rem, I'm with you. I'd be awesome. No matter whether it's June or whenever, just say, Rem, I'm with you. I'll know what you're talking about, and I'll make sure that we do this together. So Mary Beth Crane from Grapevine, Texas, and Keller, Texas, and she gave us just a wonderful 10-year testimonial. And she's one of the very first Top Practices members, you know, way back from 2007. There are others, a surprising number of others, but she's one of them. And, you know, I can remember that she and four of her top team members at the time, and it was Mary Beth, it was Lori Cerami, it was Adriana Carpati, Dana Giacalone, and Janet, doggone it, I don't remember Janet's last name, and they were there. And by the way, at the first Top Practices Summit that year, she and four of them, that was about 20% of the entire attendance of the summit. So you can tell 2007, you know, we were small and scrappy. But here's the thing that happened. And I thought about this just the other day. She left that meeting in Virginia is where we were. And she headed down to Fort Lauderdale, where she owned a home at the time. I don't know if she still does or not, but at the time she had a home down in Fort Lauderdale. And she went all in. She had a 90-day period where she wrote her book, and it took what we had, but rewrote it, did it, whatever she wanted. She wrote her entire website. She got a foster website, and there was, almost no content. Any content she had was not very good. She sat there by that pool in the in the Florida sunshine, and she just wrote her entire website. She got her marketing set up and ready. She had one of the most focused 90-day periods that I have ever seen a person do. And she talked about it at the time. She's like, you know what, I can do this for 90 days. And you know, and it might have extended to 120 or more. But she was a maniac for that period of time. And you know, I've always said, and because I've heard other people say it, that you can do anything for 90 days. You can do anything for 90 days. But this person, Mary Beth, I mean, she just went for it. And you know, I thought about this, and I haven't even told her this, but I thought about this because that has carried her. That period of activity and intensity has carried her for an entire decade. Because I'm sure if she was on the line right now, she would say she hasn't had such an intense period of total transformational work in her business like that since then. I mean, I've not seen it. I mean, she's always focused. She's always doing what she is. She's really something special. But I've never seen her go after it like she did in that period of time. And like I said, she's had focus. She's grown her practice over 400% and is now totally lifted up by a large and engaged team. The work's being all the work is being done. It's just not being done by her, or mostly not by her. You know, and this one period of incredible focus and commitment have served her for her this entire past decade. You know, and she and I were speaking recently, actually, about her plans, and it was just so much fun for me to hear about her long-term plans and how many of them are coming to fruition. Her exit is very clear to her, and her personal life is rich and blessed and exactly where she had every hope and desire for it to be. So see, what she did was, she did the 12-week plan before we knew what that even was. I didn't even know to tell anybody to do it because we hadn't really been there. We hadn't grown at that point. It was 2007. Now, she didn't slight edge it. That was the one little thing about her and why she's who she is. She didn't slight edge it. She exploded like a whirling dervish for like 90 to 120 days. But it worked for her. I mean, it really worked. She is one of the original Top Practices home run hitters. Her picture's in the Hall of Fame here at Top Practices World Headquarters. But I want to tell you something. Here's an inside secret. She did it once. And once only. She was a whirling dervish of activity and intensity for 90 to, I don't know if it was more than 90, it might have been 120 days. It wasn't 180. But she did it one time and once only. Think about that. Now, I assume that you and I are going to be working very closely this summer. And you don't have to be a whirling dervish. And I want you to have a heck of a summer. But would you be able to take this period of time and turn that into the most valuable planning focused time, ending and culminating with a remarkable event with your peers who are, you know, like-minded, masterminding in your way? Can you do that? That's the question. Well, listen, New Year's Eve is here in 15 minutes. I will be on your shoulder one way or the other. Just like the slight edge, it promotes you or it exposes you. So this is important stuff. What are you going to do? Take it to heart. Did I sell you? Let me know. Rem, I'm in. All right. See you later.